Chapter 1. The Steamy Discovery. Nutty was in the middle of cataloging his acorn collection by size, color, and crunchiness level when Mama Nutwobble came zooming back from her morning run like her tail was on fire. "Guys, guys, guys," she shouted, doing that thing where she bounces off three different tree branches before landing. "You have to see this right now, or I'm literally going to explode." Papa Nutwobble stuck his head out of their nest, still half asleep and with a pancake stuck to his ear. "Mama, you say you're going to explode at least 12 times a day. Remember yesterday when you found that really smooth pebble?" "This is different," Mama insisted, now hanging upside down from a branch because she was too excited to sit still. "This is like finding a dragon, but made of metal, and it's probably not going to eat us." Nutty looked up from his very important acorn work. "Did you say probably?"
"I said get down here."
So they did, because when Mama Nutwobble uses her outdoor voice, things happen fast. Papa Nutwobble grabbed his emergency snack acorn, which was really just his regular snack acorn, but it made him feel prepared. And Nutty brought his notebook because he brought his notebook everywhere, even to the bathroom, which drove his parents crazy. They followed Mama's dust trail toward the old mill, which was this spooky stone building that nobody had used since forever. Nutty had always wondered what was inside, but was too scared to look because what if there were ghosts? Or worse, what if there were spiders the size of his head? "There," Mama pointed dramatically, "behind those logs that look like they've been sitting there since the dinosaurs died." And there it was, this thing, this incredible, rusty, magnificent thing that looked like someone had taken a giant metal barrel and stuck it full of pipes and wheels and mysterious dangly bits. "Holy acorns," Papa whispered. "It's like a steampunk Christmas tree."
"What's steampunk?" Nutty asked.
"I have no idea, but it sounds cool." Nutty approached it the way he approached everything new, very carefully and with his notebook ready. The machine was covered in rust, like it had been sitting there getting rained on for about a million years, but he could still see brass fittings and iron wheels and this tall chimney that went up like a metal neck. "Look at all these dials," he said, his voice getting that squeaky, excited tone it always got when he found something interesting. "This one says pressure, and this one says temperature, and this one," he squinted, "I think this one says danger, but the letters are all rusty."
"Danger?"
Papa's tail puffed up like a bottle brush. "Maybe we should, you know, not touch the danger machine?" But Nutty was already crawling underneath it, because that's what happens when you give a curious squirrel a mysterious machine. They immediately try to get inside it. "There's a little door here," he called out, his voice echoing. "And a box with papers." He wiggled back out, covered in spider webs and dirt, clutching an old wooden box like it was treasure. Which, to be fair, it kind of was. "What's in it?" Mama asked, vibrating with anticipation. Nutty opened the box carefully. Inside were these yellow, crumbly papers that looked like they might fall apart if you looked at them wrong. And on top was this thick book with faded letters that said, "Steam Engine Operation Guide."
"Steam engine!" Papa shouted. "I knew it! I've always wanted to know what steam engines do. Well, okay, I've never thought about it before right now, but I'm excited anyway."
Nutty opened the book very carefully, like he was handling a sleeping baby bird. The pages were full of diagrams and numbers and words he didn't understand, but there were also pictures of machines that looked just like the one in front of them. "It says here that you put water in this part called the boiler," he read slowly. "And then you heat it up with fire, and the water turns into steam, and the steam gets really excited and pushes things around."
"Wait," Papa said, scratching his head. "Steam gets excited? Like, emotionally excited?"
"No, Papa. Excited like when you eat too much sugar and can't sit still. The steam molecules start bouncing around like crazy, and they take up way more space than when they were just boring old water." Mama Nutwobble was already inspecting every inch of the machine with her super speed, creating little dust tornadoes as she zipped around. "So this steam stuff pushes these piston thingies, and the piston thingies turn the wheels, and the wheels make the whole machine go vroom?"
"I think so," Nutty said, getting more excited by the second. It's like having the strongest squirrel in the world, but instead of getting tired, it just keeps going as long as you keep feeding it water and fire. Papa Nutwobble looked at the machine with new respect. You know what this means? What? We could be the first squirrels in Nutville to have our own personal metal horse. It's not a horse, Papa. Metal elephant? It's a steam engine. Metal, steam, elephant? Nutty was already making notes in his notebook, drawing wobbly diagrams and writing down important-sounding words like boiler and pressure and don't touch the danger parts. Can we make it work? Mama asked, bouncing from foot to foot. Well, Nutty said, trying to sound very serious and scientific. First, we'd need to clean off all this rust and figure out if all the parts are still there and make sure nothing is broken and learn how to not accidentally blow ourselves up. That last part sounds important, Papa observed. Super important, Nutty agreed. But look at this. He pointed to a diagram in the book. It shows all the safety features. There are valves that let steam out if there's too much pressure and gauges that tell you what's happening and even a whistle. A whistle? Mama's eyes went wide. You mean we could make it go toot toot? Toot toot, Papa echoed gleefully. And that's when Nutty knew they were going to try to fix this thing, even though he wasn't entirely sure they wouldn't accidentally launch themselves into the next county. Because sometimes, when you find something amazing and rusty and slightly dangerous, you just have to see if you can make it go toot toot. Tomorrow, he announced, closing the book with a satisfying thump, we're going to learn everything there is to know about steam engines, and then we're going to make this beautiful, rusty, wonderful machine come back to life. And then? Mama asked. And then we're going to have the most epic toot-toot in the history of Nutville. They spent the rest of the morning just staring at their discovery, each of them imagining different things. Mama was probably thinking about how fast it could go. Papa was definitely thinking about the snacks they could pack for steam engine adventures. And Nutty was thinking about all the amazing things they were going to learn. None of them were thinking about how spectacularly everything was going to go wrong tomorrow. But that's what made it an adventure.